when your game feels a little bit better?
Yeah, I don't think anyone in this room was worried about back-to-back overtime or shootout loss. I thought we played some decent hockey in those games against some good teams. Pucks going in, so it's there's no panic in this room. We had a really good first period, which was our goal coming off the third we had in Florida the other night. We were able to build off that. And we're playing some smarter hockey now with the puck tonight. A couple power play goals again. So 5-on-5, I thought we didn't really give them much.
What's your answer after they made it 3-2 to kind of quickly come back and then rebuild that 3-goal lead really fast?
Yeah, that was a big goal for us. So we got guys contributing. We got the top guys going, and we're getting scoring from the other guys as well. So that's a pretty dangerous combination to have. That's why I think we're having a lot of success. Is we're getting contributions from everyone, and that's when we're at our best, is when everyone's rolling and it's tough to keep up with our depth.
They end up with 3 tonight, a couple power play goals, but defensively, even going back to last week in those games against Vegas and St. Louis, how well do you feel you guys are kind of putting that together right now?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the 5-on-3 goal, and then they make a really nice play off the rush on the power play. So sometimes you just got to tip your cap on those ones. But, 5-on-5, I think we're making a much more conscious effort to make smarter decisions with the puck so that they're not coming back the other way. Odd man rushes. We got a little loose there for a period of time, but we're tightening it up, and it starts, with the forwards making the right plays, especially, not forcing anything. So it allows our D to gap up and helps us get the puck back.
Nikita Kucherov, another 4 points now. He had 3 points in Florida. Went through a little bit of a scoring drought, as the team did. Not surprising to see him rack up the points again.
Yeah, I mean, the offense kind of goes with Cooch. I mean, that's when you have an elite player like that. When you go through a dry spell, it's tough for him to get going as well when we're not getting opportunities as a team. I thought we weren't really generating a lot of power play opportunities in those games either, and that helps drive our offense as well. And, we weren't worried about Cooch. Once he got one, they're going to come in bunches, and, he's right back to where he was.
And for you, you reached the 30 goal mark. So does that mean anything to kind of get back to that level again?
Yeah, I mean, it's always nice to have personal success with team success. So I'm just trying to do whatever I can to help our team, and it's nice, and hopefully I can continue to keep getting them.
Thanks, Dan. I knew you weren't worried about.